Divorce, cellulite, distance family. What are the things about your physical person and what are the experiences in your life that you wish were different that you wish didn't exist? In today's episode of the Health and Be the Podcast, we are going to focus on acceptance. We're going to talk about what is required and what is not required and where the emotional energy that you are experiencing is actually coming from. And it isn't your actual divorce and it isn't about your gray hair. There's more to that. So listen in, my dear friend. It's going to be good. Here we go. Hello, dear friend. It is I, your friend Annabelle, and your women's empowerment coach with a message about acceptance. I'm going to tell you that I had to do some serious reflecting before I jumped on here to share this message with you. And I even made a list of the things about me that I'm going to talk about that I have struggled to accept. I'm going to tell you what acceptance requires and what it doesn't require. I'm going to tell you why the stuff about you actually continues to cause you pain. And it's no secret if you're a woman, if you're a member of the Women's Coaching Club, then you know where I'm going to go with this. But I'm going to run down the list of the things about me that I have struggled to accept for quite some time. So my lower belly pooch, my achy knee, my achy left knee to be exact, my sunspots, my divorces, my cellulite, my distanced family. So that's not very unusual these days, but my mother's family doesn't talk to my father's family. And for so many years, that was a source of grief for me because I was like, who am I going to invite to this celebration, right? And it would make me avoid celebrations altogether. And now I have this, I'm going to invite everybody and whoever wants to come can come kind of attitude. My gray hair, my missing molars. I am missing two molars. And sometimes when I take pictures, I'm like, oh God, you could see the gap in my, between my teeth. And now I'm like, okay, so you can see the gap in my teeth. Can we move on? My acne scars and any scar really on my body, my past and my ego. You know that I have a very interesting relationship with my ego. Her name is Demetria. And you know that I spend a lot of time talking to Demetria because usually when she shows up, it's because she's got something negative to say about what I'm trying to do, right? She's trying to hold me from doing something that I really want to do, or she's trying to push me to do something that I think I'm not ready to do. So I've decided to name my ego and I've decided to accept the fact that I have an ego. So here's where we're going to go with the whole acceptance issue. A lot of us struggle to create acceptance in our life over things because we think that accepting this thing or this experience means that we have to like it. We don't have to like things in order to accept that they exist or that they existed at one time. Okay, so for me, I don't like the fact that I have been divorced twice and that I am on my third and final marriage. I don't like that. I wish that my husband would have been my one and only husband, right? And we'd have that beautiful fairy tale of a story. However, I do like the fact that I have two beautiful daughters that are and a son that came from my previous relationships, my previous marriages. So wiping away those divorces would also wipe away something very beautiful in my life today. If I continue to focus on how horrible it is that I have had divorces, then I'm not focusing on creating the best relationship today. If I'm focusing on the divorce, then I'm not focusing on being a good wife, a good mother to my children. That which you focus on expands. If I'm constantly focusing on how horrible it is to have cellulite, and I have cellulite, and I have cellulite, then I'm never going to feel free when I go to the beach and wear a bathing suit. I'm always going to be hiding my body. If I am never at terms with my sunspots, my melasma, then I would think several times before jumping on here to do a live video or any sort of video where my face is, you know, bare without any makeup on. If I'm not filtered in some way. If I'm constantly focusing on my lower belly pooch, my lower belly pooch, my lower belly pooch, then I'm not going to be motivated to exercise to actually change what I can change about my body, because that thing that you focus on expands. So acceptance means that you simply acknowledge that these things are there, that they exist, and that they carry no power whatsoever over you and over the decisions that you choose to make from this point forward. When you recognize that it is you who every single morning gets up, gets the backpack, and says, wait, let me get this piece of whatever from the past and throw it in my backpack. And then let me get this from the past and throw it in my backpack. And let me get this and throw it in my backpack. And let me take that and throw it in my backpack. Oh my God, that thing that happened in 1983, let me go ahead and pick that up and throw that in the backpack. And then we're like, let's go. Fuck, life is heavy. Oh my God, life is hard, right? Because you've got this giant backpack full of old experiences with you. When you choose to leave the past in the past, and you just say, the past is in the past, that's where it belongs. From this point forward, I will not be taking it with me. I accept the fact that it happened. I don't like it, but it did. I can't change it. So I'm just going to leave it in the past, and I'm going to move on from this point forward. That is acceptance. You don't like it, but you also choose not to carry it with you anymore. You don't like it, and you recognize that you can't change it. It is what it is, and it's in the past. You accept your past and you decide that from this point forward, you're going to be the person that you wish you would have been back then. You're going to have the job that you wish you would have had back then, or the job that you did have, but you screwed up, right? Whatever it is, you leave the past in the past. You accept that it happened. You leave it there. You decide from this point forward, this is who I'm going to be. Okay, so I have cellulitis. Cellulitis is an infection. So I have cellulite. Sorry, cellulitis is the word in Spanish. That's why I've got my words crossed. So you have cellulite, right? And I have a lower belly pooch and I have an achy left knee. So what? I'm going to exercise every day. Why? Because I like the way that I feel when I exercise. Because I feel vibrant when I exercise. Because there's life flowing through me when I exercise. So what? So what if my knee is achy? So what? So what if I can't get rid of the cellulite? So what if my lower belly pooch, you know, because of the children that I've birthed is just there? So what? I can't change it. When I start to accept my body for who it is and how it is, then I feel calm. I feel at peace. It feels calm. It feels at peace. And we all know that trifecta between toxins and stress and body fat. So what starts to happen is that my body just starts to change because I've reached a level of acceptance that it is what it is. And there's also that part that says, you know, you can't change something that doesn't belong to you. So as long as you're like, no, 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 to all of these things that you don't like, then you're not taking ownership of them and you're not able to change it. And here's what another thing that I'm going to tell you before I forget, but this is going to be a conversation for another day. Those things are not you. There are things that have happened in your past, in your life, but they're not you. They don't have any, they're not you. And if you think that they have power over you, if you think that, oh my gosh, well, Annabelle, I hate them. They make me feel like this, right? My cellulite makes me feel like this. My missing molars, my divorces, my past, my ego, my distant family makes me feel. Then I'm going to say, that's not true. Because your feelings, remember, are a product of your thoughts. So it's the thought that you're having about your distanced family. It's the thought that you're having about your past. It's your thought that the thoughts that you're having about your cellulite, the thoughts about your achy knee, the thoughts about whatever it is that you're having a hard time accepting. It's your thought about this thing that is causing you the heavy emotion. I do not like my melasma. I do not like it. I wish it weren't there. However, the thought that I have now about my melasma is that this is a product of Cancun. It's a product of Jamaica. It's a product of all the times that I've been to, and they're not. It's actually not that bad right now because I've been using this incredible product just because I want to create youthful looking skin, not because it's supposed to do anything to my melasma. And I'm like, okay, this is a product of the times that I have gone to the beach and the times that I've gone to the pool with my daughters. That's the thought that I'm going to have about it. So I don't have a negative emotion or a contractive emotion, shouldn't say negative, a contractive emotion when I think about my melasma. That's how I've reached a level of acceptance, where I have a neutral thought about it, or I have a thought that just doesn't cause me any emotional pain. My divorces. Okay, I don't like them, but again, I wouldn't have my daughters had I not been in those two previous marriages. So I'm like, okay, I have two beautiful things that, and three with my son that have come from those relationships. So I'm going to remind you that it's your thought about the thing that's causing the emotion. So your whatever emotional energy you are experiencing toward this thing is because you're having a thought that's causing that. You always have to go back and change your thoughts. That's never, ever, ever going to change. It always comes from your thoughts. Your emotions are not circumstantial. They never are. There's always a thought that's causing them. So if you think you have a hard time accepting things, that too is a thought. If you were to think, I'm willing to accept these things, I'm willing to be okay with the fact that I have a past, that I wasn't born like 30 seconds ago, clean slate. I'm willing to accept the fact that I have an ego and that we don't see eye to eye sometimes. Give her a name and have a relationship with this ego where you're in charge, not your ego. I hope this is landing nicely. So if it is, I want you to continue to be a part of this group, the Women's Coaching Club. I want you to invite more people to it. I want you to check out my website. I want you to follow me on all the social media feeds, because there's more to come, and I'm launching this in Spanish very, very, very soon. So if you know of somebody who speaks Spanish who would benefit from being a part of a women's coaching club like this, the Spanish group is called De Chillona a Chingona, and it's getting so much hype. Oh my God, such a buzz because of the name. It's just like from frustrated to fierce. It's like, woo. It's powerful. So if you know of anybody who would benefit from a Spanish-speaking women's coaching club, then send them my way, you guys. Let's make this world a better place one thought at a time. One thought at a time. I love you. And I will see you soon. Take care.